Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
So I got to get to this Jon Bon Jovi story really quick. There is a video of this, and it's just a damn delight. Okay?
What do we got?
Do you know who Jon Bon Jovi is?
I do. You know, I've never seen Bon Jovi in concert, and I probably never will. But
so he was shooting a video or something on a bridge in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And
see it right here.
There is a video of him and a member of his team, who is a woman, and they see this other woman standing precariously over the river. She is on the other side, like as if to jump.
Yeah, she's going to Peter Pan off this thing.
So Bon Jovi and this woman go over and talk to the woman and help her come back off the bridge. It takes them maybe 30 seconds, and she hops back over. Huh. He helps her. And then they embrace. He hugs her.
Oh, this is the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
It's one old lady helping another old lady. This is incredible.
No, that's not very nice.
I'm sorry, but if you didn't know in the video that that's Jon Bon Jovi, would you not say that an elderly lesbian helped another old lady off of a bridge? I'm serious, because it doesn't show him from the front. It shows him from, like, the side and the back. I'm sorry. You would think that that's an elderly lesbian that just helped that lady. And by the way, that doesn't make it any less sweet. That's an adorable video.
Is that a great story?
That is an unbelievable story. Now, do you think that the lady knew that that was Jon Bon Jovi? Did you introduce yourself? Excuse me, ma'am. I'm Jon Bon Jovi, and I'm here to talk you off this ledge. Because she clearly was going to jump.
Well, I don't...
Well, I mean...
I mean, she certainly...
I don't know if she was going... That's what she was up there to do. She was up there to commit suicide.
It sure seems like it. I mean, there's no other reason for her to be on the other side of the... Of the railing.
Yeah, and I guess I'm reading here. It is indeed confirmed. She was a distraught woman off the ledge of a Nashville bridge. The police have confirmed that they've put her on a hold and she's in psychiatric care.
Jon Bon Jovi saving lives.
How
man.
About that?
What he said.
I don't know. I mean, they pulled her over the ledge and he gives her a big old hug and then the police show up. And
I know sometimes life feels like a shot through the heart, but it's not too late.
Come on, man. Really?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe that is what he said.
Well, it's crazy because I'm seeing like a wider view of it and like 8 people walk by her without giving, without anything.
Well, there's a whole crew setting up a video shoot and the only one that goes over there is him.
Yeah, he just walks over and is like, hey, what's, Oh my gosh, that is crazy. She must have really been living on a prayer that day.
See, we can all do it.
That was for you, Buck.
Oh, my God.
And today, he gave love a good name.
Yeah. Well, and that bridge, you know, it's above the water, so you got to be careful. That bridge could be slippery when wet.
Is it possible that she was wanted, dead or alive?
I'm thoroughly
We're proud of you.
Proud of you for coming on board. Let's go.
Maybe the bridge was burning.
Oh, my goodness. John Bon Jovi. How about that?
Is there anything he can't do?
I'm trying to think. I mean, he's a, it's a hell of a run, man. I've never saved anyone's, you know, never talked anyone off a ledge.
Well,
never,
you're not John Bon Jovi.
No, I'm not.
Get out of here.
I think if
that.
I walked up, she would jump. She's like, stay away from me.
And she's like, Sue. Ah!
That's an amazing story. And seriously, good for him. And I hope that lady gets some help.
If you want your heart warmed today,
yeah,
go watch that video.
If you were in mental distress, who would be the most random but also cool person that would come over and talk you off a ledge?
Yeah.
Because, like, Bon Jovi's not anyone. Well, I can't say anyone. It wouldn't be like my first, like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe. It's like Dave Grohl or, like, you know, Steve Eiserman. But that's an amazing story. Just someone, like, a random big celebrity, like John Bon Jovi.
Well, this is top of mind because we talked about him yesterday. But yeah, if Larry David strolled up and.
Hey, what are you doing out here? You don't got to be out here.
You could jump. You could also come to lunch with me and have some soup.
That may be the best one. If Larry David saved you from ending it, that is excellent.
Look, I don't know you. He'd probably say, like, go ahead and jump. I don't care. But look, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Have a mocha Joe.
Yeah.
And then he'd complain about how he has to be your friend after that, even though he doesn't want to
Yeah,
be.
It's like, I don't really know you. Do I need to? I mean,
and you'd try to exchange numbers. He's I think we're good. Yeah. I think we're good.
Can I get your number, Larry?
So good. I had not thought about that, but yes, Larry David saving me from doom would be pretty fantastic.
Text that says, this lady is lucky that it wasn't David Lee Roth on the other side of that bridge. God, catching strays.
Wow.
But I love it.
Yeah.
That's right, though.
That is so right. Well, again, she's safe, at least for now.
Maybe she took some bad medicine.
Hey!
These Bon Jovi puns are fantastic. This is just what I needed today.
All right. He told me to break, so I got to break.
Yeah. Well, he told
you also didn't have anything else to say.
No, I didn't. I was trying to decide where we're going to go next.
More Bon Jovi, probably.
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of things here. Did you see what happened to Miss Switzerland? Well, not Miss Switzerland, but a finalist for Miss Switzerland?
Yeah, you told me about that. Oh. Yeah, that's a whole thing.
So that's the one that involved a blender?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Puree. I always thought like it was more of a wood chipper sort of thing, but, You know.
We'll see what we get to. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.